Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
Hi, I'm Scott Hahn, and I'd like to invite you personally to join me and Breadbox Media on August 24th in New Oxford, Pennsylvania, for a day of spiritual renewal. I'll be presenting three talks, one on St. Joseph, one on the sacrament of matrimony, and another one on the Holy Eucharist. Learn more and register at breadboxmedia.com/PA conference. I hope to see you there.
Introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Fraying Friar Podcast. I'm your friendly neighborhood Carmelite, the Fraying Friar, a.k.a. Father Nicholas, reporting to you all from upstate New York at the National Shrine of Our Lady of Mount Carmel. This episode of my podcast is going out the day before Our Lady of Mount Carmel. So let's just say here at the National Shrine of Our Lady of Mount Carmel in Middletown, New York, it's been quite a busy time. Why? Well, A, it's a solemnity for us Carmelites, so Tuesday it's going to be quite big. We have a variety of different masses and etc. going on, but over the previous weekend, we also had a national celebration of Our Lady of Lavang. My province began Carmelite missions in Vietnam, and over the years, we have been able to also assist Vietnamese people here in the United States of America. And about 3 years ago, we had a statue of Our Lady of Lavang made, manufactured, built in Vietnam, and it came over here and is now on the grounds of Our Lady of Mount Carmel, the National Shrine. It's one of our outdoor shrines that you can go to. Our Lady of Lavang was an apparition that appeared to Catholics who were fleeing for their life in 1798, if memory serves me correctly. And they went to the Lavang part of the rainforest area within the country of Vietnam, that we now call the country of Vietnam, I should say. And she comforted them as she held the Christ child and guided them to go to certain trees to get medicine for their wounds and what they were struggling with. Lavang can mean cry out, but it also has a relationship to herbal seeds. So within the Vietnamese language, it has a diversity of understandings. Now, both of these Marian apparitions, Our Lady of Mount Carmel, Our Lady of Lavang, show us Our Lady in a very maternal way. And as Carmelites, embrace that through our scapular devotion, that motherly touch of Mary, as I've said in previous podcasts and articles I've written, etc. But we are also reminded through these apparitions that she is our sister, that she comes to our aid because she stands with us. Our Lady of Lavang, we had 2,000 or so pilgrims coming from all over the East Coast and other parts of the United States. And we're expecting a big crowd of pilgrims to come to the festivities for the feast day of Our Lady of Mount Carmel. And as we journey in our lives, which are a pilgrimage, where in our act of making a pilgrimage to the Father, seeking to gaze upon Him in the kingdom that He has built for the Son and made a place for us in it, we realize along the journey that we are not just a singular person isolated alone, but connected to a community that we call the body of Christ, which is the church. And one of the fundamental people within the church that guides us, that aids us, that supports us along the way is Mary. She is our sister who is shoulder to shoulder with us. And we see this act of her being a sister in the faith in relationship to her stance at the cross. Her motherly gaze is upon Christ, but she's standing with the community of the other women and of the beloved disciple John. So Mary, as our sister, aids us in our pilgrimage of life. A pilgrimage that we will endure out of love for her Son, a love that she helps to cultivate through her very presence in our lives. Now, when we talk about her mother, that takes nothing away from her motherhood. And when we talk about her as a mother, doesn't take anything away from her sisterhood. Focusing on one aspect doesn't detract from the other aspects. There could be a lot of fights about Mary because people are very passionate in relationship how one honors and really venerates the gift of Christ giving over to the church his mother here on earth. And when we wrestle with the relationship we have with Mary, no matter whether we go to her as our queen, mother, sister, she will always come with the same response, and that is to aid us and to carry us to her son. She always points to her son. She always aids us in relationship to her son. She is not the end point. She is not the terminus of our faith. Her son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, is. She teaches us how to keep our heart open to him, so as her heart was filled by the Spirit, our hearts can be filled also. So celebrating these two great feast days and seeing the people here in such great joy. I'm recording this right now during a part of the Levant celebration, so you might hear some of the Vietnamese singing in the background. The joy here is just so amazing. And the joy that Mary had in carrying Christ in her womb, and the joy of seeing her resurrected son, is a joy that she doesn't just wish to contain in her own heart, but to share with us who have been called forward and been made friends and brothers of Jesus Christ by the very love of the Father and the power of the Holy Spirit. So my brothers and sisters, as we celebrate Mary on Our Lady of Mount Carmel and through other Marian devotions in our life, may we be not afraid to cultivate relationships with her in a variety of different ways, whether we want to go to her as our mother or as our sister or as our queen. Because we will always know, no matter how we approach her, she always desires the same thing for us, which is to be in a place where we can rest our head on the very bosom of her Son, our Lord and Savior, and her Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank you very much for your time today. Know that I'm with you. Know that I'm praying for you. May God continue to bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. If you like what I'm doing here, my brothers and sisters, please make sure to check out my website, TheFrankFriar.com. There on my website, TheFrankFriar.com, you can find links to my blogs, my Catholic Stand articles, YouTube videos. You can also contact me through that page also. That is TheFrankFriar.com. If you like what you heard on my podcast today, please make sure to click that subscribe button. And if you're on a platform where there's a like button, click that like button. Subscribing and liking are great ways to help my podcast grow. Thank you very much for your time today. Know that I'll be praying for you.
Hello, this is international Catholic singer Anna Nuzzo, inviting you to join me and Father Dan Cambra of the Marian Fathers on a select international tours Divine Mercy pilgrimage to Poland and the Czech Republic. It takes place in September of 2019, and we would love for you to join us. For more information, go to my website, annanuzzo.com. Thank you, and God bless.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com.